those who want to engage in debate as to whether there were great African empires or there were not may continue to do so inside the classroom. But it is settled that Africa was the home to some of the greatest empires that human beings have ever witnessed. You only have to read the history that has now been recorded to know that Africa had great empires. The civilization in ancient Egypt was undeniably an African civilization. When the world did not know what to do, the pyramids were being erected along the Nile Valley from what is present-day Sudan to what is present-day Egypt. And indeed, that was an empire that was one of the largest in the world in those days. And indeed, one can dare say that what is described as the Middle East was in many ways part of the continent of Africa. Indeed, a friend of mine once asked, why is Madagascar part of Africa, but just across the Red Sea is not a part of Africa? But we know how that geography and that history was brought about. Outside of the Egyptian Empire, we had great empires like the Songhai Empire. And we are told that outside of the Songhai, we had the great Mali Empire of Sundiata Keita, who as early as the 14th century wrote the Mandan Charter, which was a basis for modern day human rights. And who will forget Mansa Musa, the epic of Mali, whose journey to Mecca is said changed the economy of the world for several decades, given the amount of gold that he had carried to go on a pilgrimage to Mecca. And in that very same area, the Dogon peoples' knowledge of astronomy is now being confirmed as having been correct. The Benin Empire was also a great empire during those early days, as indeed the Yoruba Empire, and we know that that empire is still alive today, what with the presence of the Oni of Ife and other civilizations in Dahomey, the Amazon fighters in what is present-day Benin. In fact, there is a debate now as to which was the longest. Is it the Great Wall of China or the Wall of Benin, which covered several kilometers? And there is a debate indeed that the Benin Wall is the largest edifice ever to have been built by human beings. That is in the western part of Africa. In the Horn of Africa, we know the Kush Empire, the old empire of Menelik, which we are told had connections with the Middle East, what we now call the Middle East. The story of King Solomon and the Queen of Sheba is a story that has been told and retold, because there was an empire in the Kush area, sometimes referred to as Abyssinia, sometimes referred to as Ethiopia. In the eastern part of Africa, we had the kingdoms of the Baganda and the kingdoms of the Banyoro Kitara and their famous King Kabarega, who were of course taken away by the British and imprisoned in the islands in the Indian Ocean as a way of colonizing the parts of the world that they had controlled. And in Tanzania, we had kingdoms amongst the Hehe, and we remember the Hehe Rebellion, which was a rebellion against the colonizers, the Germans at that time. And when you go down south, there were major kingdoms there. The Monomotapa Empire. The Monomotapa Empire in modern-day Zimbabwe built some of the greatest walls ever known to man before the discovery of cement as we now know it. And in that very same neighborhood, as you move towards the Atlantic, the Ndongo Empire in present-day Angola was a major empire that encompassed the land that is now occupied by the Ovambo and the Ovimbundu in Angola, and even in the Cabinda area. Stories are told of how European explorers discovered that there were organized kingdoms in the Congo, so that the Italian Ferdinand di Brazza, when he came, he was being told about these thoroughly organized kingdoms down in the south. Who will forget Shaka of the Zulu? Shaka of the Zulu was a great warrior whose activities are narrated today and whose military exploits are known to the world. And we will remember that one of the biggest battles ever fought, which was lost by the colonialists, and the Battle of Insand Luana in what is today Southern Africa. All these African kingdoms and many others, which we don't talk about and we can talk about, existed at a time when many European nations were not organized. They existed at a time when what we now call European nations were, the barbarians were roaming, the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths and the Normans and others were still running riot in Europe, and these were organized kingdoms where there was commerce, these were organized kingdoms where there was currency, these were organized kingdoms where there was a political culture, these were organized kingdoms where there were industries that existed and could be celebrated in those early days. And it is sad that when the colonialists came, some of the things that they did was to ensure that these empires were destroyed. And once again, they destroyed them by undermining their history. The story is told now of how the European colonizers went to Timbuktu and found some of the biggest libraries known to man. And they burnt all the books. There were people who had a method and a system of writing in those early days. But we are aware, thanks to a great Senegalese, Cheikh Anta Diop. Cheikh Anta Diop is today the guru of African history. He has succeeded in demonstrating to the world that there were major civilizations in different parts of the Africa, in the Maghreb, before the Islamization and Arabization of the northern part of Africa, there were kingdoms there. It is even debatable, some say, that Hannibal, who nearly conquered Italy, was indeed an African. And even individuals who borrowed different ideas, such as Hammurabi, the Greeks, who, like Pythagoras, some of these ideas about mathematics, the introduction of zero into mathematics, these had already been thought out in these African kingdoms. And these are things that send a clear message that they were African kingdoms which thrived, but which were decimated through slavery, which were decimated through colonization. Some of them are still alive. You go to South Africa, it is not as great as it was, but there is still a Zulu kingdom. You go to Swaziland, which is Eswatini, there is still a kingdom there. You go to the Yoruba, there you still find the Oni of Ife and the Alafin of Oyo. You go to the Kabinda, you still find kingdoms. You go to Uganda, you still find the Baganda kingdom. You go to Bunyoro Kitara, you still find these kingdoms. And you go to different parts of the world and you are able to see that these were kingdoms that thrived in those early days. And if there is any doubt to anybody who is debating as to whether these kingdoms were great, one only has to visit the British Museum and see some of the loot that was taken from Benin. Only visit the Guggenheim museums in different parts of Europe and see the loot. Visit the Louvre Museum in France and see the loot. And see a number of museums even in the United States of America and see the loot. Indeed, today, when Africa is engaging in the conversation around governance, I know a number of Africans that are beginning to talk about the recreation and the re-energization of African kingdoms. One of them is a man that I know very well, who is a traditional ruler in Takoradi in Ghana, Nana Kobina Niketsia, who has written a great book, African Culture in Governance, and he tells the world Africa had great kingdoms, but let us not talk in the past tense. Those kingdoms are still alive and well. What we need to do is to re-energize them and retain aspects of their governance, which is good for contemporary situations, and discard those which are no longer useful in our interaction with the world. Africa's great kingdoms must remain alive from Cape to Cairo. Africa's great kingdoms must remain alive in history books. Africa's great kingdoms must be talked about and must be narrated. African great kingdoms must be revived in the spirit of Africans, not only in the mother continent, but even in the diaspora, where we now talk about the sixth region, so that the commandos who are in Jamaica must talk about them. The Africans who are in Brazil must talk about them. The Africans in Colombia must talk about them. The Africans in St. Kitts and Nevis must talk about them. And when we unite as Africa, we have a contribution to make to the quest for governance through governance of an African origin emanating from the great African kingdoms of old. Let us go into a break as we continue to have conversations about the continent of Africa. See you in a short while.